Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock, and this is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, February 7th, the first Friday of the month. Currently in Wichita, we do have a breeze out of the northeast. It is mostly clear and 30 degrees. We're on our way to a high today of 45, and of course, we'll have our full weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Lawmakers got a briefing from the National Transportation Safety Board yesterday about what they know so far about the collision between a Wichita to D.C. jet and an Army helicopter over the Potomac River. Fox's Jill Nato with details.
There's been some progress in the investigation of the crash between an American Airlines regional jet and a Black Hawk helicopter. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says they've gotten preliminary information from the cockpit voice recorder.
Given what we've heard or not heard on the CVR, that they were wearing night vision goggles.
Some aviators say those goggles may have blinded the helicopter's pilots since they would magnify the urban lighting surrounding Reagan National Airport. 67 people were killed when the jet and the helicopter slammed into each other last week. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Police investigate an animal cruelty case in East Wichita.
The animal was apparently skinned and placed inside of a dumpster in East Wichita over the weekend. It happened last Sunday near 21st and Rock Road in the 7500 block of East Rock Hill. Investigators are working with the Kansas Humane Society to determine the species and cause of death. Anyone with information is asked to contact police or Crime Stoppers anonymously at 316-267-2111. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
USAID workers are being fired en masse by the Trump administration. More from the nation's capital.
The workforce is being slashed by nearly 10,000 workers, leaving fewer than 300. Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
I have preferred not to do it this way. When we tried to do it from the top down by getting cooperation from the central office of USAID, what we found instead are people trying to use the system to sneak through payments and push through payments.
Now, unions are suing the Trump administration over the cuts. The American Foreign Service Association and American Federation of Government Employees says these actions have generated a global humanitarian crisis. By abruptly halting the crucial work of USAID, employees, grantees, and contractors, they have cost thousands of American jobs, and they have imperiled U.S. national security interests.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with that report. Coming up in 2.5 weeks, Wichitans will vote on a proposed $450 million bond issue to upgrade USD 259 schools. Superintendent Kelly Bielefeld telling KNSS News the current property tax bond rate is 7.5 mils. What does that mean to a person's tax bill?
If you have a $200,000 house, that's about $14 or so a month that you're paying currently for the bond rate for the district. We would just like to extend that. So that won't go up. We're already paying it. It would just be extended out another 20 years.
Though the mill levy would remain the same, increased valuation could drive your tax bill up. Kelly Bielefeld is our guest this weekend on Issues 2025. That's Sunday morning at 8 o'clock here on KNSS. Plans are underway again to create a northwest bypass connecting Highway K-96 with Kellogg near Goddard. City officials are asking the Kansas Department of Transportation to conduct a new major investment study with updated costs and timelines for the project. Sedgwick County Public Works Director Lynn Packer says they began working to buy land for the project way back in the 1990s.
This wasn't something that was going to be right around the corner. That's when eminent domain comes in. We need to move forward. It's soon. We need to get this process done. We knew this was a long-range project.
And he adds there is no set timeline for breaking ground. The man charged in the targeted shooting death of a healthcare CEO in New York City late last year has a new lawyer who is experienced in death penalty cases.
Luigi Mangione's team of defense lawyers now includes Avram Moskowitz, who is experienced in arguing capital cases where the death penalty may be on the table. Mangione is charged federally with using a firearm to commit murder, which is punishable by death or life in prison. Defense attorney Mark Agnifilo says he's happy to have Moskowitz on board, saying that Mangione needs every resource to fight the charges against him, and federal prosecutors claim that the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson was premeditated. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
What? Oh, maybe I napped off on the job. We'll have a story on that coming up. And the mayor of Philadelphia is already a little bit worried. We'll talk about that. And, of course, our full weather forecast is coming up as well as we are underway here on the first Friday of the month, February 7th, here on Stephen Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. With Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Well, perhaps your boss shouldn't be too mad if you get caught napping on the job.
People who make a habit of sleeping on the job comprise a secret society of sorts within the U.S. workforce. Committed nap takers often sneak in short rest breaks because they think the practice will improve their cognitive performance, but it still carries a stigma. So they snooze in parking garages, on side streets before the afternoon school run, or in nap pods rented by the hour. Multiple studies have extolled the benefits of napping, such as enhanced memory and focus. Sleep experts say a short nap of up to 30 minutes is best to rejuvenate without disrupting nighttime sleep. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The mayor of Philadelphia is begging Eagles football fans to act civilized if they win the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday.
Sherelle Parker urging fans to celebrate in a civilized manner if the Eagles win Sunday's title game. Parker unveiling plans Thursday night and how the city plans to shore up security and contain any wild celebrations that might happen. She's urging people not to climb on anything. Ahead of the big game, cops have already put up barriers on sidewalks and streets, and local businesses have boarded up their windows. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
It's 6:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. All morning long, we'll keep you updated on traffic conditions, and Jad Chambers will help you out with that.
Right now, the traffic conditions looking pretty good out there. Not really seeing too many issues. Some of the traffic cameras show what could be just a little fog out there. Visibility is full at the airport, so it doesn't really feel like it's all that bad if there is some fog in the area. We do have a stalled out vehicle. This is on Kellogg, and it is right around I-235. Watch out there westbound on Kellogg, right around I-235. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at our weather forecast as we head into the weekend. Here's KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Clouds gradually moving back in, leading to a 10% chance for drizzle, but most of us should be able to stay pretty dry as we go through the day ahead. 45 degrees for the high, cool but near average with a breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. It's mostly clear. As we await the sunrise, it is 30 degrees here on this Friday morning, first Friday of the month. 6:12 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Thanks for being with us here on this Friday morning as we wrap up the first week of February. Coming up next week, we've got a great prize for you if you want to go see two Wichita Thunder games. They've been out of town for like weeks.
Yeah.
But they'll be back and have a couple of big games, and we've got some free tickets coming your way. KNSS is sponsoring two nights at the Wichita Thunder downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. We have Star Wars Night on February 15th. So that'll be a week from tomorrow on Saturday. And then the next night, Faith and Family Night on February 16th. So next week on Saturday and Sunday. And you get four tickets to each game, so you get to go to both games free next weekend. How about that? If you win. And if you want to win, you can enter online. Just go to knssradio.com
and go to contests and see if you win those Thunder hockey tickets.
Yeah.
Thunder's been playing well of late, and it'll be nice to have them back on home ice after being gone for so long. 6:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Storms spawned at least one brief tornado in Charleston, West Virginia. Also sent creeks over their banks and flash flooding yesterday in parts of West Virginia and Kentucky. There was at this same time when you got tornadoes and flooding, you've also got a wintry mix coating trees and roads in ice and even dropping thunder ice in several states.
Thunder ice.
I'm glad we're not dealing with thunder ice.
Yeesh.
That doesn't have to do with hockey. Residents and storm spotters in Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania reporting the unusual mix of freezing rain and then flashes of lightning in the unstable air. We did have some.
Yeah.
We did have some thunder snow within the last couple of months. I remember there was one night where it was snowing and we heard thunder. Yeah.
Yep.
6:14 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today's the final day for your chance to win $5,000. Enter to win $5,000 with Odyssey. It's the KNSS 5K a day. To enter a national contest, you just download the free Odyssey app, then you log in and you listen to KNSS. Listen to us for an hour at least. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour. That's your daily entry if you listen for an hour. $5,000 in prizes. A $5,000 prize will be awarded to eligible listeners nationwide. And today is the last day of that national contest. So your last chance to get in and listen to us for an hour, and maybe you'll win $5,000. Get all the info on the Odyssey app. Just download the Odyssey app. It is free. 6:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we start to delve into a very busy weekend and all the things that are going on. In Iran, overseas, some developing details. The supreme leader in Iran saying today that negotiations with the United States, quote, are not intelligent, wise, or honorable. This after President Trump floated nuclear talks with Tehran. But apparently, Iran doesn't want to do that. The Ayatollah suggesting that there should be no negotiations with such a government. But he did stop short of issuing a direct order of not to engage with the U.S., the Ayatollah's remarks upend months of signals from Tehran to the United States that it wanted to negotiate over its rapidly advancing nuclear program in exchange for lifting one of those crushing economic sanctions that are worth billions of dollars. So what happens next? Well, that seems kind of unclear. The reformist president in Iran promised as recently as yesterday to enter into a dialogue with the West. But now the Ayatollah says doesn't want to do that.
Yep.
So we'll see how things go from there, but it seems like it's always a push between the United States and Iran when it comes to a lot of this stuff. It is 6:16 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. The Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show is taking place this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's back for its 149th year. It's been around a while. And it's back at Madison Square Garden in New York City for the first time since the pandemic. Happy Homecoming for the most prestigious canine event. After the pandemic, it moved to venues outside Manhattan because of the pandemic and other considerations. But organizers are now back, returning at the self-described world's most famous arena. So there you go. The Westminster show, Mercedes could be a winner. The German Shepherd, who was the runner-up last year. Mercedes might be the top dog this time. Or maybe Monty, the giant schnauzer, who was a finalist the last 2 years.
Monty.
The giant schnauzer. In fact, Monty won the American Kennel Club's big show just back in December and is currently the sport's top-ranked dog. Or maybe it'll be somebody we don't know about, a dark horse or a dark dog.
I'm definitely going to have to look up
high-ranking dog.
Look this up, because giant schnauzer.
Yeah, that's what Monty is described as.
I'm curious as to how large these animals are.
And there's going to be about 2,500 dogs from more than 200 breeds signed up to compete. That's a lot of dog do in Madison Square Garden over the weekend. Somebody's going to have to clean all that up.
Well, giant schnauzer is big, but not.
Not, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not Marmaduke.
No.
It is 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's see what's going on in sports this weekend besides the Kennel Club Dog Show. Of course, Sunday, it's the big day, Super Bowl 59, the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles in the Superdome in New Orleans as the Chiefs trying to accomplish something that no team has done ever in NFL history, winning three straight Super Bowls. It's expected to be close. The Chiefs are a one-point favorite. That'll kick off at 5:30 p.m. Sunday, and your rundown for coverage on Sunday right here on the Chiefs Radio Network. Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, we'll have a Chiefs pregame show coverage with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs. Then the NFL has us covering the game with national coverage for the game itself, and then we'll rejoin Chiefs Network for the postgame show after the Super Bowl. That's all right here Sunday on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And speaking of Mitch Holtis, as always, we have a live visit with Mitch previewing the Chiefs game every Friday morning. And we'll do that with Mitch 2 hours from now in the 8 o'clock hour. Don't miss it, as we'll have Mitch live from New Orleans. The Chiefs are just days out from the Super Bowl. Be here for a great conversation with Mitch coming up in 2 hours in the 8 o'clock hour. We do have, I'd want to do another football note. It is defensive end Jared Allen, who started his career with the Kansas City Chiefs, is going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Jared Allen was a draft pick by the Chiefs in the fourth round out of Idaho State. Now he's going to be a Hall of Famer. Two-time NFL sacks leader, including his final season with the Chiefs. He spent his first 4 years of his career with the Chiefs, including being named Defensive Rookie of the Year his first year in the league. Jared Allen, the former Chiefs defensive end, is going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. All right, basketball. We got college basketball for the men on Sunday for the Shocker men, Wichita State on the road at South Florida. Shockers lost by 19 points to the Bulls a month ago in Coke Arena. Sunday will be the rematch in Tampa. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull will have live coverage of Shocker basketball at noon Sunday. The game will tip off at 1 o'clock in Tampa Sunday. Listen to the Shockers live on 103.7 KEYN. We have Sunflower Showdown action in Manhattan tomorrow. Kansas State on a four-game winning streak, hosting 16th-ranked Kansas. Jayhawks won that matchup 3 weeks ago in Lawrence. They'll rematch in Manhattan tomorrow. K-State head coach Jerome Tang is 2-0 against the Jayhawks in Manhattan. See if they can pull that off again. K-State coverage of the basketball game at noon tomorrow. It'll tip off at 1 o'clock tomorrow in Manhattan in Bramlage. And that is on your home of K-State men's basketball, 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Wildcats go for their fifth in a row. We have some of the best high school basketball players in the nation right here in Wichita this weekend for the third annual Air Capital Hoop Fest hosted by Sunrise Christian Academy. We've got some of the top high school teams and recruits for 2 days of competition today and tomorrow, and that's all taking place at Newman University on the west side. Teams here in town include Sunrise Christian, of course, Arizona Compass Prep, Link Academy, Branson, Missouri, and Veritas Academy out of Los Angeles. And there will be multiple 5- and 4-star recruits showcasing themselves here in this competition. So that'll be pretty cool. There's 2 games tonight, 6 o'clock. And then Sunrise Christian will be in the 8 o'clock game. And then tomorrow, the action will start at 4 o'clock with a game. And then Sunrise Christian will be in the final game at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. It's all taking place out at Newman, the big third annual Air Capital Hoop Fest. College basketball, Friends University is home for competition tomorrow afternoon, hosting Ottawa on the west side of town. The Friends women play at 1 o'clock. They're in second place in the conference. And then after that, the Friends men at about 3 o'clock. Friends men are on a 6-game winning streak, and they are tied for first atop the conference standings. How about that? At Sports with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. It provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
Real quick, Ted. I just had a question. I don't really know much about sports betting, so that's why I'm asking the question. With a 1-point spread,
yeah, that's weird.
Basically, the Chiefs can't cover if they lose. The best they can possibly do is force a push.
It's basically a pick 'em, yeah.
Okay, that's...
When you're down to 1 point.
Yeah, it just didn't seem like it would make that much of a difference.
Technically, it means they're favored, but
For
betting purposes, it's just a... Yeah, like you said, it's a push.
Or it just... That's the only possibility other than... Okay, I get it.
Yep. All right, yeah, so we'll talk about that more as the morning goes on. It is 6:23 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We do have we'll be taking a look at traffic and weather, and some brains grow older. Superagers. It's coming up in A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's next with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:32. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. It is mostly clear and 30 degrees here on this Friday morning. Transportation officials have briefed a Senate committee on the mid-air collision involving a Wichita to D.C. passenger jet and a Black Hawk helicopter outside Reagan National Airport last week.
The NTSB and FAA briefed Senate Commerce Committee members behind closed doors about the mid-air collision between an Army helicopter and an American Airlines regional jet. New Jersey Democratic Senator Andy Kim said he couldn't reveal anything about the meeting, but that he still had questions.
You know, what kind of detection equipment were on the two different aircraft in terms of collision?
Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran said they were still waiting on more evidence that the helicopter was still being pulled out of the water.
A lot of conversations about the current state of safety at Reagan and other airports across the country with helicopter traffic.
Senator Ted Cruz said it does not appear airport congestion factored in here, but rather the altitude of the helicopter. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
One man was very badly injured in a hit-and-run crash south of Wichita in Sedgwick County. It happened late yesterday afternoon at 47th South and Clifton in the Oaklawn area. The victim was a 75-year-old man. He was ejected from his vehicle and then hit by his vehicle after the ejection. He was hospitalized in extremely critical condition. Sheriff's deputies are still searching for the suspect who left the scene, driving a red Ford Nitro. Yesterday morning at the U.S. Capitol, Senator from Kansas, Dr. Roger Marshall, delivered the opening prayer at the 73rd National Prayer Breakfast.
Almighty God, we begin this National Prayer Breakfast. Let us pause and remember the victims and families of the recent tragic plane crashes. Heavenly Father, we gather today in your holy presence, united as one nation, lifting our hearts in thanksgiving. Your word reminds us, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord.
The National Prayer Breakfast dates back to the early days of the Eisenhower administration in the 1950s. Ukraine wants nuclear weapons if it can't join NATO.
President Vladimir Zelensky wants Ukraine to be part of NATO, but if that can't happen, he says his country must have a nuclear deterrent. Ukraine gave up its supply of Soviet-era nukes in 1994 in exchange for guarantees that its sovereignty would be respected. President Zelensky believes Russia's invasion proves that deal has fallen short. But the US envoy to Russia and Ukraine, retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, says rearming Ukraine with nuclear weapons is not going to happen, telling Fox News, "We're a government of common sense." Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Wichita leaders and organizations want to find a way to honor the 67 people killed in that deadly plane crash last week. Wichita Mayor Lily Wu says Visit Wichita, the Wichita Foundation, and the ICE Center are in the early stages of creating a permanent memorial.
We're still working with our local and state partners, including the governor's office, when it comes to honoring the individuals from Kansas. We want to be very respectful of the families, and we know that some families want to honor more publicly, others want to honor more privately, and so we're trying to find that right balance.
A temporary memorial remains in place at Eisenhower National Airport. Federal employees get a few more days to decide whether to accept a government buyout.
A federal judge in Boston extended a deadline for a government buyout option until at least Monday. The Office of Personnel Management had given about 2 million federal employees a deadline of Thursday night to resign and be paid through September. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says more than 40,000 employees have so far accepted the deal.
They don't want to show up to the office. If they want to rip the American people off, then they're welcome to take this buyout, and we'll find highly competent individuals who want to fill these roles.
Responding to the judge's extension, Levitt says the administration is grateful so more federal workers who refuse to show up to the office can take the administration up on a very generous once-in-a-lifetime offer. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Boy Scouts see an uptick in membership.
The Boy Scouts of America changed their title to Scouting America after participation plummeted during the COVID pandemic and the organization declared bankruptcy. The Scouts have also been plagued by sexual abuse scandals. Leadership has since attempted to revamp the organization's image, and it appears to be paying off. Scouting America has seen a 2% increase year over year with just over 1 million members. The organization is preparing to celebrate its 115th birthday Saturday. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Lawmakers and residents are impressed with the tight security ahead of the Super Bowl on Sunday between the Chiefs and the Eagles. Of course, this all comes after a Bourbon Street terrorist attack early on New Year's Day.
Potential targets in the French Quarter, downtown, and the Superdome are more secure for the Super Bowl. NOPD Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says 2,000 law enforcement are watching over the city. Security is tighter because President Trump is attending the big game.
We're glad he's coming. Yeah, welcome, Mr. President.
NOPD says it's relying on the public to report anything out of place or any concerning social media posts. Following the Bourbon Street terror attack, Governor Jeff Landry signed an emergency declaration giving the city access to steel wedges and other barriers. Locals and visitors noticed the fortified field.
I've been calling this the martial law grass.
Police are also looking for counterfeit Super Bowl merchandise and tickets.
And who's it? Who was that report? That was Garrett Tenney from Fox with that report there on the security in New Orleans. It's 6:38 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's check our weather forecast with KSN meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Clouds gradually moving back in, leading to a 10% chance for drizzle, but most of us should be able to stay pretty dry as we go through the day ahead. 45 degrees for the high, cool but near average with a breeze at 10 to 20 miles an hour. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the northeast. It is mostly clear and 30 degrees as we await the sunrise here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 6:39 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now it's time to get that great information. It's the Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jad. Thursday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures sold off with large triple-digit losses as the managed money accounts were liquidating long positions. Now, there was also a new strain of bird flu discovered in dairy cows in Nevada that also added to the selling. The past seven sessions from their all-time record highs last week, April live cattle have dropped $11.87, March feeder cattle $15.75. A cash cattle trade has been $2 to $3 lower this week, and at lean hog futures yesterday had quiet session of trading and closed slightly higher. At the close, April live cattle $4.52 lower at $196.77, March feeders down $5.42 at $265.30, and April lean hogs 20 cents higher at $91.75. Now, managed money short covering let the wheat close yesterday with double-digit gains. Now, the corn and the soybeans also came off their lows to close positive. Corn and wheat had very good weekly export sales. The soybeans were poor. Overnight, the wheat futures have made new highs for the current move up, but are trading negative now. March Kansas City wheat's down 4.25 cents at 6.03 1/4. March corn down 4 cents at 4.91 1/4. March soybeans down 7 cents at 10.53 1/2. March crude oil up 49 cents at 71.10. April gold 13. $13.5 higher at $2,890. The March S&P down 0.75 points at 6,105. March dollar index up 17 cents at $107.71. And March Dow Jones futures 31 points higher at 44,894. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, let's see. On a scale of, let's say, 1 to 100, what is your level of investment in the Super Bowl on Sunday?
Do we count, you know, going to a Super Bowl party? Do we count probably eating and drinking too much? Does that count?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's throw it all into the mix. What do you think?
Okay, that gets me all the way up to a 7.
Okay. All right. There you go. Well, I know, you know, it's something that's on our cultural calendar every year, so you either... Some people go all in, and some people, you know, it's the day before Monday.
I've never been a big NFL fan or Super Bowl fan, but I'd love to see the Chiefs win 3 in a row.
Well, that would be certainly a history being made. Could be part of the big story,
yes,
on Sunday. All right. Well, I'll let you get going to your big weekend, and we always thank you for your time and your information. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Tom. That is good stuff. The Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A shocking reality. I can't wait. It'll be the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Six with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We have the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up shortly. Now it's time for three big things.
Three.
A hit-and-run accident south of Wichita, 47 South in Clifton. 75-year-old man hospitalized in extremely critical condition, and the suspect drove off in a red Ford Nitro.
Two.
Ukraine says it wants nuclear weapons if it can't join NATO.
One.
Super Bowl Sunday in New Orleans. The Chiefs and the Eagles. Chiefs trying to win their third straight Super Bowl. Pre-game coverage on the Chiefs Network, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and that's right here on KNSS. It's three big things with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
So far this morning here in traffic, things have been looking pretty good. Not really seeing problems on the roadways just yet, but those traffic volumes, they are picking up a little bit. Seeing some heavy traffic here and there, just southwest of Wichita on K-42, between Mays Road and Tyler Road. Seeing some heavy traffic in that area at this time. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast as we head into the weekend. We're looking at a high today of 45 degrees, just about normal on a cloudy day. Might get some patchy fog overnight with a low down to 35 degrees. Then looking ahead for the weekend, a high tomorrow, pretty much the same, 46 on a mostly sunny day Saturday. A little cooler on Sunday, a high of only 38, with overnight lows on Saturday and Sunday night down into the mid-20s. Currently in Wichita, it's still dark. We await the sunrise. A breeze out of the northeast. It is 33 degrees on our way to a high of 45. Here at Wichita's Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Hey, you know what makes a great gift? Anything from the Monarch. Yeah, shop local for your whiskey lover with gift cards, apparel, and glassware. The Monarch, what a great place to hang out. West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. It is 6:48 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's see how the stock market fared yesterday.
Stocks ending mixed as investors parsed another batch of earnings reports. Tech and financials were the best performing sectors. Shares of Honeywell fell over 5%, one of the biggest drags on the Dow. The company will be splitting into three independent companies, marking the end of an era for one of America's last big industrial conglomerates. Eli Lilly, the world's biggest drug maker by market value, reported higher than expected quarterly profit and issued a bullish earnings forecast, and its stock rose over 3%. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar and McDonald's, the Dow decliners, Honeywell, Amgen, and Salesforce. The Dow falling 126 points, the Nasdaq higher by 100, S&P 500 up 22. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
It's 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. A shocking reality. Let's see what involves. Let's see what that entails. Let's check in with money tracker Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. TGIF and happy Friday. I'm going to depart the a teensy bit from my usual financial reports. I ran across an article on truthfully.com on shocking realities, things we probably don't know that sound unbelievable, and it caught my eye. Boy, they sucked me right in. The first one is that Alaska is both our western and easternmost state. The massive size of the state and its proximity to the North Pole means that it stretches far to the west, and parts of the state extend into the eastern hemisphere, effectively making it the easternmost state as well. Big fact. Now, I've been a proponent of traffic circles rather than stoplights. That's because stoplights, you know, they stop traffic, and circles keep it moving. The average person spends about 180 days of their life waiting for red lights. Those living in cities wait even longer. Cleopatra ruled Egypt around 30 BC. That was 2,000 years after the pyramids were constructed. I didn't know that. The cell phone was invented fewer than 2,000 years after Cleopatra was in power. She lived closer to the age of the cell phone than the construction of the pyramids. Here's another fact. A strawberry is not a berry under the strict definition of the word. A berry must have three layers, an outer skin, fleshy middle, and seeds inside. Surprisingly, watermelons, bananas, grapes, and eggplant meet the definition of a berry. Wow. The average person walks approximately 110,000 miles in their lifetime. That's enough steps to circle the globe five times along the equator. The deadliest animal for humans is less than an inch long. Lions, bears, wolves, and even sharks combined kill fewer people annually than the mosquito. They kill nearly 1 million people a year, mainly due to malaria. The Turritopsis jellyfish is essentially immortal. It can reverse its life cycle, reverting back to its juvenile stage repeatedly. That's something that I'm glad that I can't do. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
All right, Don. Thank you, Don. Of course, Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, every weekday morning at this time here in KNSS. Jad, I got another one I'll add to Don's list.
All right.
What is the closest U.S. state to Africa?
The closest state to Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Now, that most people would immediately say Florida.
Well, yeah, but I think
that's not correct.
Maybe Hawaii's probably closer.
That's an interesting guess. Yeah. Out of the box. Maine is the answer.
Maine is, yeah.
Maine is the U.S. state closest to Africa because the easternmost point in Maine, Quaddy Head, Maine, is closest to Elbaduza, Morocco. In Africa, a tourist beach in Northwest Africa.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so there's your little trivia there. Maine is the closest U.S. state to the continent of Africa. It's 6:53 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and here we are on this Friday morning, the first Friday in February.
It's February 7th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Send a Card to a Friend Day. Not proven, but most likely spread by Hallmark. This day, we send a card or e-card to a friend we haven't connected with in a while. Also on this date, in 1964, a British rock group called The Beatles arrived at Kennedy Airport in New York City, marking the official arrival of Beatlemania as they embarked on their first U.S. tour. And WNBA legend Lisa Leslie nearly single-handedly beat a team during her high school playing days in 1990 when she scored 101 points in the first half of a game. Born on this day. Country music artist Garth Brooks in 1962. NBA Hall of Fame guard Steve Nash, born in 1974. Actor Ashton Kutcher, born in 1978. I'm CJ Papa. That's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Hey, sports have become more than just a game. For some, it's passion. For many others, it's a way of life. Billions of dollars are circulated through the sports industry. You can listen to our next Odyssey conversation called Big Games, Big Money. That's a one-hour look at where we go behind the scenes and meet the people who impact and are impacted by the financial power of the sports industry. It's Odyssey Conversation, Big Games, Big Money, and that's going to be this Sunday at high noon right here on KNSS. So tune in for that. It's always some good, interesting information coming through there. So tune in to Super Bowl Sunday at noon for that. All right, it's 6:55 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have two more great hours to come your way, the 7 o'clock hour and the 8 o'clock hour right here with Steve and Ted. We'll tell you about, will we ever get that northwest side bypass around Wichita to Goddard? Well, they're talking about it again anyway. So those details are on the way. News, sports, business, weather, traffic as well. KNSS News Time is 6:55.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.